asking for and receiving God's guidance. I ask you to close your eyes and listen to this Lord's Prayer interpretation. Our God, who dwells within us, all-powerful is thy nature. Thy perfection come. Thy good be done, in manifestation as it is in spirit. Give us this day divine ideas and forgive our mistakes as we forgive the mistakes of others. And lead us not in doubt, but deliver us from ignorance. For thine is the perfection, the power, and the joy eternally. God is dwelling within you. You cannot be separate from God. In your free will, you now say again, God, I give you my mind. Think through my mind. I give you my body and every part therein. Live in my body. I give you and I dedicate to you my soul. Dwell within every part of me and dwell within every part of my awareness, so that I am completely aware of your all power. I ask for thy perfection to come in and through me in manifestation so that I can go forth in my life and demonstrate you. I pray for your perfection in guidance, in knowing the right way ahead of time. I pray that your good comes through me, and that good comes to me, that I am one with my good in manifestation as it is with you. I pray this day that you will give me divine ideas. I pray that you'll fill my human mind with those divine ideas that I will be able to act on this day, and seeds of ideas that I will act on tomorrow. I pray that you will release the mistakes of my past, including my own limited concepts of who I am and what I could do, what my abilities are, what my talents are. And I pray that I also release and forgive the mistakes of others, for they do not fully realize you. I pray that you will lead me this day, and that I will be led not in doubt. I pray that I will be delivered from the ignorance of small mind, and that I will be led into the perfection, where we are one in perfection, where the perfection that I experience and demonstrate in my life is no different than the perfection in you. I pray that we're one in power, so that the full power of you, unrestricted by me, comes through me. And I pray that that joy lives in me, not just sometimes, but all times, not relating to outer things that happen, or high points in my outer life, but because of that is inside of me, I have it eternally, every moment of the day and night, even as I sleep. I pray that this ever expands inside of me, and I pray that in Jesus Christ's name. I know that when I go about doing the work that you will show me to do, that it is not me, but the Christ within that does the works. I know that the Christ is the name for your presence within the human body. I know that you're everywhere present, but inside of me, I will manifest that Christ presence of our oneness. So I relax in this process. I do not push. I am preparing myself to become more aware of you. I let go. I pray that I let go to the utmost ability right now, and that in the next hour, and the next hour, and the next day, and the next month, that I let go even more. I realize that peeling away the years of my embedded consciousness will be like peeling an onion, but that each day I will make progress. With each breath, I will know more of you more completely, and I'll know more of my oneness with you more fully. I give thanks, dear God, for my growing awareness of your presence and for my growing crystal clear guidance that I receive, out of which all needs and desires are fulfilled. I feel safe and I feel secure in you, God. I give myself totally to you and to your loving presence. I rest gently and I rest completely in your presence. I am now aware of the presence of Christ within me, and I feel the warmth of Christ's love spreading through my body, throughout my body, from center to circumference in my body. There is a protecting, all-encompassing light of Christ that is illuminating even the darkest of my days. I'm brought forth into the light of Christ's love. I am one with your living presence, God, and my heart is singing with faith and wisdom and wholeness and abundance. I know that you are with me, God, and that I am lifted into a new understanding of wisdom and wholeness and peace. I'm one with you, God. I pray in faith that, God, you will reveal right answers to me and lead me to my highest good, not just for self, but the highest good so that I can benefit others that are around me or that will come my way, that you will send to me. I pray, and I give my will to helping these that come. All people are drawn to the light that comes through a human being, and I pray that as the light comes through me, that I will have guidance on how to help others. I have faith in you. I have faith in you, and I have a new ability inside of me to receive from you. I realize that in this moment of time, there is something that is occurring in my life. And I will know this very day. I will know a new way to go. I will be shown guidance, not just in some areas of my life, but in all areas of my life. And it will be a guidance that helps me and helps others. I know that you're no respecter of persons, and that as you come through me in a miraculous, wondrous way, you'll use me to better the lives of others. I give myself to this fully and completely, willingly. And what a joy it will be to work with you and to allow you to come through my mind. I ask you, God, to come through every thought in my mind and my subconscious mind. I have many, many thoughts that have accumulated throughout my lifetime in my mind. I ask that you will inject into each one your wisdom and your divinity. I pray that at the nucleus of every thought contained within my mind and the many levels of my subconscious mind, that at the nucleus will be you and rightness and wisdom. Any thought that is of a false nature, and there are so many within my mind, I pray that they will simply be transmuted, that they will dissolve, and the fuel from that dissolving will be used for love and for the divine purposes of mind. I dedicate myself fully to this action happening. I pray that light comes to every area of my mind, that there is no darkness in any way, and that I see through the light, and that I'm able to have a vision of my great potential and what can be manifested through following your ways. I pray that I am guided every moment in every day in right and perfect ways. And I pray that you will not only guide my mind, but the thoughts within my mind. You will guide my words that I speak. I pray from this moment on, as long as I live, that every word that is uttered by my mouth is a word that uplifts not only myself, but others. I dedicate my mouth and I give my mouth and the words and my voice, my tongue, to speaking the truth and only the truth that is resting on a foundation of love. I will always uplift with every sound that I make. I pray that my ears and all of my senses will be tied in to perfect guidance. I will know what to eat through the sense of taste. I will know how to smell the beauty and enjoy the essence of the aroma. I will hear things that are beyond the words being spoken and the sounds being made. I will find a way back of those noises to the sustaining beauty. And I will hear the still small voice. I pray that my eyes are anointed so that I may see more than appearances. I pray that I can see beyond appearances to the good that might be blind to others, and possibly, God, you may lead me in a way to share the good that I see with others. I pray that I can always use this power. I pray that I have a power of vision, but I also pray that I have a power of envisioning. I pray that I envision a permanent peace, and beginning with my family and spreading out to my neighborhood and then to my world. I pray that I am part of the action that will bring this to pass. I pray that I'm able to envision love everywhere present, and harmony, and prosperity, and overflowing good, overflowing with the good of God at all times. I pray that I become everything in this lifetime that you envision for me, God, that I no longer hold the reins, that I give the reins to you and allow you to lead me where you wish. And I know it will be a grand adventure, a wondrous adventure. Too often I have learned through the school of hard knocks, through pain. I choose not to learn that way anymore. I know that as I walk the higher path, it is joy and love and good experiences. I give myself to that now. As I rest in the silence. Dear God, in my mind's eye, I see your spirit of love expressing in me and active in every phase of my mind. I bring it forth in everything that I see, comprehend, envision, in everything that I say and everything that I hear. I am here today at the altar inside of myself, giving you the offering of myself, putting into the offering tray my human mind. I wish this moment to be renewed through the renewing of my mind. The way that my mind operates, the way that my mind functions, I give it all to you to change and adjust. I pray this moment in time that I rise up in the majesty of my divine sonship and daughtership. I know that I am a son, a daughter of the Most High. And I recognize this. And I utilize the good that is mine to use. I know that you are the giver of all good ideas, that you are the inventor behind the inventor, that you're the painter behind the painter, you're the composer behind the musician. I pray that grand ideas that I can use come through me. May I be aglow with new ideas, aglow with the Christ Spirit and divine love that blesses me and everyone in my world that I come in contact with. My life will be an expression of the love of God. In every area of my life, I will allow this to come through. And God, in my human mind, I pray that it is an open door to invigorating ideas. I accept your love, I accept your wisdom, and I accept your power. I rely solely on your guidance and inspiration. And God, I pray that you will bring others to me in human form that I need. Guide them to guide me. I pray that I will bless and praise all of the guidance activity that occurs. And I pray that I will realize that I'm going forth to greater freedom than I have ever known before. I pray that I will know that all ideas given to me are working together for my good. And I pray that I have the will and the motivation to work with them. And as I work with them, I pray that I am readjusted and realigned and that my journey is steered in the way of wisdom and that I am powered by your power of spirit. I give thanks that in my mind there is a new vision, and I pray that I am thinking thoughts that are blessing me instead of harming me. I pray that every worry and every fear is cast out, and I pray that the living Christ quickens my mind. And I know that as your divine ideas come forth in and through me, that they will think for themselves, that they are birthed to think as a divine idea, and through them it will attract only good into my life. My mind and my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in the power of the inner Christ to make all things right in my life. I am calm and poised within the Christ mind. Your ideas are magnified and multiplied in my mind, and my mind feeds my body temple. My mind and my body truly are the temple of the living Lord. And I know that you restore my soul, that only good shall come from this time, this holy time, in which I'm giving myself body, mind, and soul over to you. This time of realizing that when I ask, I do receive your guidance. I thank you, God. And I thank myself and praise myself because from this moment on, I refuse to accept anything but supreme good from every experience of every idea that I hold in my mind. God, your thinking life is now active in my mind, and it is restoring my mind to wholeness. Through the Spirit of truth within me, I know, I see, I hear, and I speak only the truth. I accept these divine ideas within myself from you, God, and I pray that I am opening the door of my mind every day further, expanding. I open the way for greater ideas by letting go once and for all tendencies that are of lower human mind, tendencies to criticize or condemn or to find fault or to become disturbed or worried, using my mouth with unkind, bitter words toward myself, toward others. I remember the Christ, and the Christ is the way, and I forget all else. I have no need for anything else. Divine ideas through me melt all situations in my mind that seem out of control or impossible. With God, within this fusion of my mind and divine mind, I am in a serene fellowship. The light of God is surrounding my mind, infilling my mind. God, your mind is the source of my abundant good for the rest of my days, the source of my peace. I have total faith in your mind. As you fill my mind, I know that you're present in all parts of my mind and my subconscious mind, and in my life, and in the situations of my life. And I trust you, God, to establish that which is right and good and orderly. Through the Spirit of truth within me, I know and I see and I hear and I speak only the truth. God, guide me in every area. I no longer hold on to an ego need to say this or that. I hold on to the idea of expressing your love to every living creature. And as I do that, it will multiply back to me, and I will be fed. I thank you for the perfect food for my mind. I thank you for the perfect food for my body. I pray that I will be able to digest these ideas that you give to me, and that it will give a tremendous power and vitality to my mind, renewing my mind and restoring my mind to wholeness. I put all of my cares upon you, God. I know that you will take care of my every need. I do not need to do this. As it says in Scripture, you will do this for me. Therefore, I firmly believe in the pure, restorative life of you, God, active in my mind. And I give thanks that my mind is sound and it's whole in thinking, mentally, in the power of stabilizing me in all ways in perfection. God, you are mighty in the midst of me to adjust my mind in divine order and comfort. I praise you as you praise me by thinking through me and giving me this gift of anointing power. I joyously cooperate by giving you all levels and all areas of the interior of my mind and body. I place my human mind under the divine law of purity, cleanliness, and order. And I give thanks for healthy thoughts. I decree in Jesus Christ's name that I am no longer bound in personal consciousness. I am free with the freedom of spirit. I am one with guidance from divine mind. I am one with answers from divine mind. I am the vine. There is no obstruction. By the power and authority of Jesus Christ, every area inside of my mind is vitalized. It is rebuilt. It's restored. The life of God flows easily to every nerve and every tissue in my mind, and I am made whole. Every cell of my mind is cleansed in the pure stream of God's presence. Every thought is cleansed and redeemed as I consent to letting go of fear and error. I pray that the eternal living allness of divine ideas, as the only truth, as new life and power and wisdom and guidance flow through me from God, that my human brain and God's divine mind are one. Every cell inside of my mind is now pure and clean and perfect. And I physically make the mental action step to step into the current of your divine presence, God, to make my mind whole, restoring it to perfect life of the indwelling Lord. God, I know that you will guide me into right results now for your sake. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Psalms 23. I let go. And God, I know that you have greater and better good for me. I know that thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I give thanks that you are my source of every idea, in my mind, within my mind, within my life, from this day forward. I am God thought in expression. I let God's thought guide, direct, and inspire me from this moment forward for the rest of my days. I will live, move, and have my being in God thought. I am God's perfect mind. I believe that God works through me and thinks through me for good. I now partake of the divine mind, and I am led to say and do the right thing at the right time and in the right way. All power is given unto me in mind and in body. I and the Father are one. All change in my life will be perfectly timed. All change in my life will be in accordance with God's good. And I have gone through all change that I will go through easily to meet supreme good. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord, in the mind of God forever. Psalms 23. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.